thomasofgod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas.
Hello, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, I'm wondering, what was the purpose of Christ going to hell?
Sister Mary, the last two sessions I've been saying that we will discuss or we will talk about where Christ was during those 3 days before he resurrected. And as I said before, Christ was not in the tomb. Now, his body may have been laying in the tomb, but Christ himself, the Spirit of Christ, was not in the tomb those 3 days, just wasting time. There was something that he had to do, and it has to do with the Old Testament saints. Let's review for just a moment. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9, and let's look at this once again. It says, "Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth?" Now, we talked about this and used this verse here two sessions ago, and it is talking about Christ. It's talking about Christ that before he ascended, before he went to the Father, before he was on, on that mount where he ascended, and the disciples saw him go up into the air to return back to his Father. Before that, during those 3 days, he descended. And, of course, it says in this verse, he descended to the lower parts of the earth. We talked about the word lower and how that it means in the original language, how it means extremely deep. And that is lower than a grave, and the graves were not dug down. The graves were in the side of caves. Therefore, this could not be referring to anything dug down because they didn't dig and put their dead into the ground like we do today. They put them in caves. Therefore, it had to refer to something that was lower than just your feet, and it was extremely down. And then the word parts in the parts of the earth. And so Christ went. He went below the earth. Now, where did Christ go below the earth? Well, that's where the last time we were looking at these verses too, we went to Matthew chapter 12, because in Matthew chapter 12, it tells us exactly where Christ went during those 3 days. Where below the earth did he go? Well, Matthew chapter 12, verse 39 and 40 tells us exactly where he went. 39 says this, says, "But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, but there shall be no sign be given it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale of the belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." And we talked about the word heart, and we talked about how that it refers to the center of the earth. And so, where did Christ go? Christ went to the center of the earth during those 3 days. You say, okay, but what was Christ doing in the center of the earth? Well, if you remember, that's where hell is. And I've heard a lot of people give messages, and I've done it myself before, and the title of the message would be, Christ Went to Hell. Okay? And in a sense, Christ did go to hell. Turn to Luke 16. Luke 16, we've been there before too. Luke 16, and let's read verse 23. Let me tell you the story. This is the story of the rich man and Lazarus. We talked about this story. There was a beggar. He was at the gate of the rich man, and the rich man did not meet his need. He had sores all over his body. The dogs licked him. But when the poor man died, he went to a place called Abraham's bosom. And also, the rich man died, and he went to a place called, he went to a hell, to a room that was called torment. Verse 23 shows us this. It says, "And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." In the center of the earth, before Christ rose from the dead, the Old Testament saints did not go to heaven. And the reason being was that when they died, their sins were not yet paid for. Christ's death upon the cross is the only thing that can pay for our sins, that our sins may be forgiven. The Old Testament saints could not enter into heaven. Book of Hebrews says the way was not yet made clear. But after Christ died, after he died, and when Christ died and said it is finished, the curtain ripped, which was saying that the way was now made clear that men may go to heaven to be with the Lord. But before that, the Old Testament saints did not go to heaven. He said, where did they go? Well, we concluded by these verses that one, hell is in the center of the earth, and that the verses point to below the neath of the earth. Okay, well, here we see where Christ said that he would go to the center of the earth. Okay, and so now in Luke 16, that gives us more information. The information is that below the center of the earth, before Christ, before the Old Testament saints, when they died, they went to the center of the earth, to a place called Abraham's bosom, or paradise. Abraham's bosom was the place where the Old Testament saints, when they died, because Christ had not yet died for their sins, and therefore when Christ died, then he went to go get them. Now, before in the Old Testament, before Christ died for a person's sins, there was two rooms in the center of the earth. One was hell, that we've talked about, the place of torment, where those who reject the love of God and reject God, when they die, they go to the center of the earth. That room still exists today. So I see there were two rooms in the area in the center of the earth, which is known as hell. One, which, of course, those saints, those Old Testament saints that died believing on the only and true and only living God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when they passed away and when they died, they went to Abraham's bosom, or paradise. And those who did not believe in the true and only living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when they passed away, they went to a place called torment, which is what we are, is known as hell, where the fire is. So there were two rooms. Now, they could see one another. And the ones in torment could see the ones in paradise. The ones in paradise could see the ones in torment, because of the conversation in Luke 16 between the rich man who went to torment and Lazarus who went with Abraham to Abraham's bosom with Abraham, are in paradise. And they could converse with one another, but they couldn't cross over. One couldn't go over into the place called torment, neither could the other one enter into paradise, because Scripture says that there was something dividing the two together. Okay? The Old Testament saints, their sins had not yet been forgiven because Christ had not yet died for their sins. The only way we can have forgiveness of sins is through Jesus Christ, the work upon the cross, his death for yours. And therefore, they could not enter into heaven as of yet. But when Christ died, where was he during those 3 days? He went to go get them. He went down to Abraham's bosom, or what is known as paradise, to retrieve them, and now to take them back into heaven with him. Notice the thief on the cross. There were two thieves on the cross, one on the right, one on the left. One of them really tore into Christ. But then the other one on the right-hand side rebuked the one that was mocking Christ. And he said this, "But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed, justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds. But this man, referring to Christ, has nothing wrong, for he has done nothing wrong. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou enterest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." So where was paradise? Where paradise started off being in the Garden of Eden on top of the earth, but now it had gone to the center of the earth where Abraham's bosom was. And Christ, where did Christ go? He went to the very deep place underneath the earth, extremely deep, which is to the center of the earth. And that day when Christ gave up his ghost and went to the center of the earth, this thief on the right-hand side who believed that he was the Son of God also went to Abraham's bosom with him. What about the thief on the left-hand side? He probably, because he rejected Christ, not probably, but I'm sure that he went to the place called torment. So the Old Testament saints, when they died, where did they go? They didn't go to heaven yet. They were put in a place of safety, so that when Christ did die, he left that tomb, and his spirit went down to the depths of the earth to a place called Abraham's bosom, or paradise. And there is where he went. And he showed himself to the Old Testament saints, the one to whom they had been looking for, the Messiah. Now, if you would, turn to Matthew 28, and let's read verses 52 and 53. It says, "And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many." Now, this has to do with Christ. Right after Christ died, and during the earthquake rent the curtain, and then it also opened the graves of the Old Testament saints. And after Christ rose, he wasn't the only one that rose. All the Old Testament saints rose that day too, in their resurrected body. And it says in Scripture here, we just read it, it says, "And they appeared, went into the city of Jerusalem, and appeared unto many." And appeared unto me. What did Christ do? Christ, on those 3 days, he went and showed himself to the Old Testament saints in the center of the earth. And on that resurrected Easter morning, Christ was not the only one that rose. For after Christ rose, so did the Old Testament saints. And when Christ ascended, they also ascended after him to go to be with the Lord forever in heaven. Let me read it to you again. "And the graves were opened, the Old Testament saints, and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose." When did they arise? "And came out of the graves after his," that's Jesus' "resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many." Where did Christ go? He went to the center of the earth. For what purpose? To retrieve the church. To retrieve the church and all those who believed in him and in his Father. And he took them out of the center of the earth, a place called Abraham's bosom, or paradise. And on that Easter morning, not only did he rise, but every one of them also followed him out of the grave. And they went and ascended into heaven to be with the Lord forever. And that was the purpose, and that's why Christ went to the center of the earth, or like the message been told, Christ went to hell. Does that answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net.